The discovery of this exotic species is causing great concern for the future of native fish. There's also a fear they could spread to inland lakes. Minnesota Sea Grant aquatic species expert Doug Jensen isn't sure how the New Zealand mud snail made its way up here, but he suspects it came in the ballast of an international ship. 130 vessels from overseas, or salties, called in the Twin Ports last year. Jensen says these mud snails can squeeze out food needed for native fish.
In the western part of the United States, where it's invaded rivers and streams, it's completely dominated the bottom-dwelling organisms, completely displacing them. Things like caddisflies and mayflies, and anglers will recognize those as being important food resources for trout and other fish. And when those species are completely displaced, then that means that there isn't food.
These snails become dense on a river or lake bottom. Jensen compares it to 500,000 in the space of a bathtub. He says New Zealand mud snails can be eaten by local fish, but not digested.
Because they also have that operculum, they can pass through the guts of fish and potentially waterfowl, and can then survive that situation and then breed in a new location wherever they're deposited. They reproduce asexually, basically produce clones of themselves. They don't need a male to establish a new colony.
Each mud snail is 1/8 of an inch long, brown in the shape of a spiral. They're also in the Thunder Bay Harbor and Lake Ontario, but have not reached Lake Michigan or inland lakes in Wisconsin or Minnesota. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.